Iraqi victims killed at a Baghdad traffic circle in 2007 have filed a lawsuit against Blackwater Guards, now known as XC Services, which are unofficial U.S. forces acting mainly in Iraq. A U.S. federal judge dropped criminal charges against five Blackwater Guards. This has been considered by Iraqis as clear judicial discrimination. To understand more about this case, I will be joined by Dr. Franklin Lam, international lawyer. I want to welcome you to the show. Let me begin by asking you, what is the original role and mission of Blackwater, or XC Services, if we may call them?
Well, they're mercenaries. They were an adjunct of the State Department to provide security for convoys and important guests, members of Congress and other who came. They were to free up, the idea was to free up regular armed forces, the U.S. Army, for their primary work. So they were a sort of security outfit.
All right. How do you look at this case right now? The kind of operations that Blackwater deals with inside Iraq?
Well, they're essentially finished now in Iraq. They've been ordered out yesterday by the government of Iraq in no uncertain terms, slightly short of a threat, but he made the announcement that wherever you are in this country, you are to leave. Because what happened is the Iraqi government last year pulled their license, so they were not legal in that sense. The State Department kept them on, even though they didn't have a license, for some months. But they did not renew the contract with Blackwater, or now XE, because they said to them, the company, that you don't have a license. Mm-hmm. But what happened is a lot of the Blackwater people just changed hats. They made contacts while they were there. The money was good. The conditions were good for them. And they joined other sort of unofficial agencies and kept their jobs. And this is what the government of Iraq has said yesterday. This is not acceptable. You get out of the country and you leave right now. So that's the current situation that there's very few, I think, if any, XE regular personnel now in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have Mr. Kenneth Katzman with us on the phone, joining us from Washington. Mr. Katzman, why would such organizations that are not are officially U.S. forces, but still they have some kind of an immunity, is that part of the U.S. plan in Iraq?
Well, Iraq, the U.S. plan is to basically get out of Iraq. So I don't think, obviously some of the contractors have gotten into some difficulty with the Nusra Square episode and other. We had actually the big battle of Fallujah was started with the killing of contractors in Fallujah in 2004. So it's been a difficult relationship, but there were times when the contractors were very helpful. They helped U.S. forces when there were some insurgent offensives in Ramadi and other places. Najaf, even, they helped defend some U.S. government positions militarily. They were pressed into service. And let's not forget, the ambassador of Poland was almost killed in a bombing, and it was actually a Blackwater helicopter that evacuated him quickly, and his life was saved. You know, he could have been killed. So the contractors have also served a good role, too.
All right. Well, it seems that Mr. Lam has a comment.
Well,
yes, how do you comment on this?
I think that you cannot, on balance, say that they either served their country or the Iraqi people well. Remember, the Congressional Oversight Committee found 195 cases against Blackwater for abuses. And, of course, the government brought these five people to trial. But on the point of immunity, they did not have immunity, and they certainly didn't have immunity a year ago when the Status of Forces Agreement came in. Remember, when that was negotiated, one of the issues was, what do you do with these mercenaries? And in many ways, they are mercenaries. They are not trained as the American Army is. They are not disciplined in the way that the American Army are. And they were a sort of rump group, as a gentleman said, to come in to perform certain tasks. And it's sure that not every one of them, were criminal in their behavior, but certainly the five were, under state law, federal law, and international law, they were guilty of crimes. But as far as the immunity thing, some people are arguing that they had immunity. They didn't have immunity. I mean, they were prosecuted by the American government,
yes.
And the only reason that case was thrown out of court was on a technicality. The government did a bad job. It was a question of incompetence with the prosecutors. If you were charged one of the five, the government went to you and said, look, give us the statements. Tell us what happened. We won't use it against you. And then they did, and the judge couldn't accept this. And nobody's happy with this case. Members of Congress reacted, as you know, and they said that these gentlemen got away with murder. And that's exactly what happened. They did get away with murder.
Did the U.S. expect this to happen, that such contractors inside Iraq would go to this extent, that crimes would happen? It's not the first time.
It's not the first time, and it's happened, and it happened a lot in Vietnam. But that's the point. They were hired by the State Department, and it was up to the State Department to supervise them and make sure that their behavior was consistent with Iraqi law and international law and American law. Now the case is that the American government could retry them. They could retry them, except the Judge Ricardo Urbina gave a pretty tough rationale, so it might be difficult for them to do it. But just 2 days ago, the Center for Constitutional Rights in New York that brought a case on behalf of the families,
yes.
In fact, there were four cases combined in Eastern Virginia court. They settled that case, and one of the reasons they are paying millions to these families
yes.
is because of the dismissal, I think, of the other case.
Yeah, let's go a little bit to the political side. Let me ask Mr. Katzman what he thinks how this verdict might affect the political sphere inside Iraq, and especially the elections coming ahead.